Nature Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. Last week, we talked about a man who had two sons. The man promised to give his money to them when he died. The younger son did not want to wait. He asked his father for his part of the money. His father gave it to him. The son took the money and left home. He went to another land. The son sinned again and again. He spent all of the money. Finally, the son had no money to buy food. He was very hungry. He asked a man for help. The man hired him to feed his pigs. The man was so hungry that he wanted to eat the pigs' food. He knew that the servants in his father's house had better food to eat than he did. He decided to repent and ask to be a servant in his father's house. When the son went home, his father saw him coming. The father ran to meet his son. He put his arms around him and kissed him. The son told his father that he had sinned. He felt that he was not worthy to be called his father's son. The father told a servant to bring the best clothes and put them on the son. The servant put shoes on the son's feet and a ring on his finger. The father told the servant to prepare a feast. He wanted everyone to celebrate. The son who had sinned had repented and returned home. The older son had been working in the field. When he came home, he heard music and dancing. A servant told him that his younger brother had come home. His father wanted everyone to celebrate. The older son was angry and would not go into the house. His father came out to talk with him. The father was thankful that the older son had always stayed with him. Everything the father had would be his. The father also said that it was right to celebrate. He was happy his younger son had repented and returned home. Jesus told the Pharisees the three parables because he wanted them to know how much Heavenly Father loves everyone. He loves people who obey him. He also loves sinners, but Heavenly Father cannot bless them until they repent. He wants sinners to repent and come back to him, and he wants us to help them do that and to be happy when they return.
Onward, ever onward, as we glory in his name. Onward, ever onward.
Today we are going to talk about two different aspects of our relationship with Heavenly Father. He is our Father and we are His children. And it is important for us to realize that all of the good things that we have in life come from Him. Showing gratitude to our Heavenly Father and Jesus for all they do is something that we should always do. What does it mean to be grateful for something?
It means that you realize you've been blessed by Heavenly Father.
What are some things that you're grateful for in your lives?
Family, home to live in, and friends.
My Aunt Tammy, because she is going to help me to read.
Oh, nice aunt. Anyone else grateful for anything?
The gospel.
Food.
Think about all of the many wonderful things that you have received from Heavenly Father as we read an important story about gratitude from the life of the Savior. Please turn to chapter 37, The 10 Lepers, on page 95, and follow along as we read.
Jesus went to a small town where he saw 10 lepers. Lepers are people who are sick. Their sickness causes them to get terrible sores all over their bodies.
Doctors could not help the lepers. People were afraid to go near them. They did not want to get sick too.
The lepers asked Jesus to heal them. They knew he could make their sores go away.
Jesus wanted them to be well. He told them to go and show themselves to the priests.
On their way to the priests, the 10 lepers were healed. Their sores were gone.
One of the lepers knew that Jesus had healed them. He went back to thank him.
Jesus asked where the other 9 lepers were. They had not come back. Jesus told the leper who had thanked him that the leper's faith had made him well.
When we get sick, who do we see to help us feel better?
A doctor.
How do you think the lepers felt when the doctors couldn't help them?
Sad.
Why do you think the lepers went to Jesus for help?
Because the lepers knew that Jesus could heal them.
Jesus told the lepers to go see the priests, and they obeyed. Can you remember a time when you obeyed and were blessed for it?
One day I did everything my mom asked me to do. I felt happy inside.
Wow, that is great. I remember that my dad always wanted us to obey the Sabbath day. And sometimes I didn't feel like it and I wanted to go and play with my friends. But when I obeyed the Sabbath day, I felt blessed and I felt great love for my family. What happened to the lepers while they were going to see the priests?
All their sores went away and they were healed.
How do you think you would have felt knowing that Jesus had healed you?
Awesome.
Grateful.
Happy.
How many of the lepers did Jesus heal?
10.
Of the 10 lepers, how many came back to thank Jesus?
1.
How do you think it made Jesus feel when the other 9 lepers did not show their gratitude for what he had done for them?
Sad.
Disappointed.
Why is it important for us to always give thanks for our blessings?
It'll make Heavenly Father feel happy and will be blessed.
All over the world at the end of day, Heavenly Father's children kneel down and pray. He's saying thank you in his own special way. Saying thank you in his own special way. Gracias, Father.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the story of the 10 lepers and the importance of showing gratitude for all of the good things that we receive in life. Turn with us to chapter 38, The Pharisee and the Publican, on page 97, as we learn about another important aspect of our relationship with our Heavenly Father and with His children.
One day the Savior talked to some people who thought that they were more righteous than the other people. Jesus told them a story.
Two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other was a publican, which is a tax collector. People did not like tax collectors. They thought tax collectors were not honest.
The Pharisee stood in front of the others to pray. He thanked God that he was better than other people. He said that he fasted two times each week and paid his tithing.
The publican stood by himself, bowed his head, and prayed, "God be merciful to me, a sinner."
The Pharisee thought he was perfect and did not need God's help. But the publican knew that he was not perfect and needed God's help. He was humble and asked God to forgive him.
Jesus said that people should be like the publican. They should not think that they are better than other people. They should repent of their sins and ask God to forgive them.
What did Jesus do when he learned that the people he met thought that they were more righteous than other people?
Told them a story.
Who were the two men that Jesus talked about in the story he shared?
The Pharisee and the publican.
Right. How come people in the time of Jesus did not like the tax collectors?
They thought they were not honest.
They thought that they would cheat and steal all their money.
The Pharisee chose to pray in front of the people so that everyone would think how righteous he was. What is wrong with that kind of prayer?
You are not being humble.
What did the Pharisee thank Heavenly Father for?
He thanked Heavenly Father that he was better than the other people.
Instead of praying to be seen by other people like the Pharisee, how did the publican pray?
He prayed by himself.
Right, he did. While praying, the Pharisee told Heavenly Father of all the righteous things he does. What did the publican say in his prayer to Heavenly Father?
God be merciful to me, a sinner.
When we pray to Heavenly Father, should we pray as the Pharisee did or as the publican?
Publican.
The Pharisee thought he was perfect and didn't need God's help. What is wrong with that thought?
Nobody is perfect.
Exactly. Who is in need of the Savior's help?
Everyone.
Who did Jesus say we should try to be like, the Pharisee or the publican?
The publican.
Why did Jesus say that the publican is a better example for us than the Pharisee?
Because the publican was humble and knew that he needed God's help.
Once again, it is important to realize that all of us, as imperfect children of our Heavenly Father, make mistakes and commit sins. Because each and every one of us has been separated from our Heavenly Father because of our sins, we are all in need of the Savior and of His atonement. Heavenly Father does not want us to judge each other or think that we are better than anyone else. The truth is that even the smallest sin makes it so we cannot return to live with Him. Instead of judging each other, we all need to turn our eyes to the Savior, who is the greatest and most loving judge of all. Demonstrating to Heavenly Father that we are truly thankful for our blessings and that we have chosen not to judge our brothers and sisters shows that we are coming to better understand our relationship with Him and our Savior. As we do so, we will feel happy as the Spirit helps us know that we are becoming more and more like them in our lives.
I'm trying to be like Jesus. I'm following in His ways. I'm trying to time.
We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week we'll read chapter 39, Jesus Heals a Blind Man, as well as chapter 40, The Good Shepherd.
See you next week!
If you would like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they are ready. If you would like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center.